A proposed phase-out of non-native salmon farming in ocean net pens got a first hearing in Olympia on Tuesday. More from 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
A bill sponsored by Senator Kevin Ranker, Democrat from Orcas Island, would prohibit new leases or extensions of leases on net pens for non-native finfish aquaculture. It would also add new regulations on existing operations. This is in the wake of the collapse of a net pen holding more than 300,000 Atlantic salmon this summer off Cypress Island. The operation is owned by Cook Aquaculture. Spokesman Troy Nichols told a packed committee hearing the bill would wipe out the industry.
You hear a lot of talk about language like moratoriums and phase outs, but make no mistake, the way the bill is currently drafted today will provide little opportunity for these facilities to function even under their current leases.
Others from Cook said the company has only been in Washington for a year and is investing $70 million in its facilities here. They employ 80 people in good family wage jobs in rural areas. But opponents of net pens argue the risk posed by escaped fish, possible diseases, and pollutants from farmed fish pellets is too great. Senator John McCoy, Democrat from Tulalip, told the committee it doesn't make sense to allow net pens when the state has invested hundreds of millions of dollars in recovery of native salmon, especially for tribal fisheries.
And the tribal fishery is extremely important in this state. And by having your Atlantic salmon, you're depressing the market prices of what wild salmon that we do have and what we're trying to recover.
The affected leases are all held by Cook and would expire gradually between 2022 and 2025. The legislation includes eligibility for dislocated workers to get extended unemployment and retraining benefits. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.